You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In a Lifetime. When I was 20 years old, I joined Jerry Lee Lewis's band as his saxophone player. After the first show I played with him, he didn't fire me, which apparently was an improvement on the previous sax player. On the second night, he shook my hand and told me I sounded like a killer. On the third night, we had what would be the first of many in-depth conversations about music. Upon discovering I was from England, he said, "A Brit, like Elton John." I didn't think the time was right for me to go into additional detail about the significance of me also having been born in the hospital next door to Watford Football Club. But at that point, Jerry Lee Lewis looked me in the eyes and said, "That Elton John kid is the real deal." Obviously, Elton wasn't a kid. I wasn't going to disagree with the man whose nickname was the Killer. I did not need convincing. Hearing one of rock and roll's founders call Elton the real deal tells us everything we need to know. Welcome to In a Lifetime, celebrating the work of Elton John.
When I look back, oh boy, it must have been great. Back in the country,
series of shows focuses on the composer, pianist and singer who is to the popular music of the second half of the 20th century what George Gershwin, Richard Rodgers and Hoagy Carmichael were to the first half of the last century. For all their many different facets, styles and qualities, their bodies of work have one thing in common. Their music is accepted as having provided the soundtrack to their times, the byproduct of which is, of course, that by doing so, they've also provided the soundtracks to our lives, loves, and losses. And if memorable compositions warrant membership to this exclusive collection of writers, can there be a more worthy name to add to that list than the composer who wrote this next song and hundreds of other melodies? He's gone from the session musician from the London suburbs, slipping up and down the motorways of the UK, playing in a blues band, to performing sold-out concerts all over the world and selling more records than any of his contemporaries, whilst establishing himself as one of the most loved solo artists in the history of popular music.
Oh, Lamb Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter. He has been here too. Distant cousin from down the line. Brand of people who ain't my kind. Oh, Lamb Moses, I have been removed. that Moses, I have been deceived. Now the wind has changed direction and I have to leave. Won't you please excuse my frankness, but it's not my cup of tea.
Elton John had composed that with his lyricist partner Bernie Taupin at the end of the 1960s, and I'd guess that if nothing else ever happened in their careers, the fact that the two Brits had come up with a song that later on Aretha Franklin would immortalise would probably have been enough. But as we all know, there's much more to the canon of songs these two have created. In this series of In a Lifetime here on lgradio.online, we'll be taking a leisurely wander through the catalogue of Elton John, hearing the hits as well as the ones you may not be as familiar with. So let's go right back to the very start. Track one on album one, clocking in at 8.5 minutes on an album that just about lasts 41 minutes in total. Let's just enjoy a bit of it now. Now, this is one hell of an opening statement for a new artist. I'm not going to play you the full 8.5 minutes, but I would definitely recommend you adding this to your collection.
I'm not a rat to be spot on, locked up in this room. Those bars look towards the sun at night, look towards the moon. Every day the swallows play in the clouds of love. Make me wish that I had wings, take me high above.
We can hear on display there straight away the compositional influences on Elton of Bob Dylan and the band, as well as his classical music awareness. Now, throughout this debut album, there are snippets and snatches of what we have come to recognise as the classic Elton chord structures. And what's incredible is that Elton's compositional style seems to be pretty much fully formed on this debut album, which is extraordinary when you consider that it takes some composers years to establish a style. Just have a listen to these two songs I've merged together for you. The latter is from the opening track of 2001's Songs from the West Coast. And we can hear that, although they were released almost half a century apart, these two songs definitely sound like they're compositional relations to each other. See what you think. And is it me, or does it sound like the melody of the very opening line to this sounds a little similar to the opening line of Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger? From Western Ford Gateway on the debut album, let's just nip forward several decades to 2001's Emperor's New Clothes.
Get on out alive from the bed on the horses in that upstairs apartment on Orlando and 4th, and the rent was due, and the rent man was knocking like a Chinese proper. We were always searching. Nightlife's a knowing, but nobody noticed how we killed up. The bottle's looking good on the surface. The dog days barked and the house cat got old. We were Bonnie and Clyde in the Emperor's new clothes. And the tears never came, they just stayed in our eyes. We refused to admit that we wore this disguise. Every inch of us growing like Pinocchio's nose as we walked around in the Emperor's new clothes.
So how did it happen? How had Elton gone from playing the UK's cabaret clubs as the piano player with Long John Baldry to making his own records, and in doing so beginning a journey that would result with him assured of a place in the history books? As a boy, and like so many of his generation and the many artists we enjoy here on LGRadio.online, growing up in 1950s England, Elton had been spellbound by the records of Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard, but unlike almost all of the rest of his generation, he had displayed musical ability far beyond his years, pretty much from the time he began walking and talking. There were two huge factors that contributed to Elton ending up writing some of the most loved melodies of all time. One was his mother's decision to enroll him in piano lessons, meaning that whilst he was still a kid, he'd been selected to attend the Royal Academy of Music for lessons every Saturday. And the other sizable factor, and this cannot be understated, was his exposure to and his ability to soak up recordings like this. Just listen to the explosive, energetic style coming out of this one, a style that's never far from Elton's hands. The great Jerry Lee Lewis. Around the time Elton recorded his debut album, here's what one of his other musical heroes was recording. And the reason I'm playing this one isn't because Elton was trying to copy Little Richard. It's to show that even by this early stage, Elton had his own piano style. Here's Little Richard.
When she was just 17.
With that still ringing in your ears, here's Elton on his debut album around the same period.
Tell your ever lived in a cage where you live to be whipped and be tamed. Well, I never
Towards the end of the 1960s, thanks to fate, Elton had been matched up with a lyricist from the East Midlands called Bernie Taupin. Attending an audition at the offices of Liberty Records near Piccadilly Circus, he'd been given one of the many envelopes of lyrics the label had been sent. Now, reading Bernie's lyrics on the train on the way home, Elton can't have possibly known that these words he was reading would change his life beyond recognition. Next time on In a Lifetime, we'll be finding out how Elton's life changed one night in Los Angeles in 1970. Although, thanks to a double-decker bus, things might have turned out very different. That and lots more to come in Elton's lifetime here on lgradio.online. We'll be looking at his game-changing second album, which, along with one of the most loved songs of all time, also includes this masterclass, which even has a similar breakdown section to the Jerry Lee Lewis song we heard earlier in the show. For listening to In a Lifetime here on lgradio.online. Please visit the website lgradio.online for all information on our shows and when they're on. Thanks for listening.